If you don't like something about yourself, are you shy? Are you nervous? Are you a lousy cook? Are you not coordinated? I've heard a lot of people tell me that. I'm just not coordinated. It's what I call the C syndrome. They'll take a basketball, they'll go out, they never played in their life, they'll go out, they'll go like this. They'll miss. See? I told you, I could never play this game, and that's it for the rest of their life. They don't do that. Forgetting something so crucial, failure is wonderful. You are looking at the king of failure. Right here. Yeah, I failed a lot in my life. Still do, all the time. Babe Ruth struck out more than anybody in the history of baseball the year he hit 60 home runs. You want to hit home runs? You better be willing to strike out a lot. You better be willing to fall down a lot. But what do you do when you fall down? Do you say, see, I told you I was a failure? Or do you get up and say, well, that didn't work. Don't do that. Failure is only bad when you equate it with your self-worth. When you say, because I fail at something, that makes me a failure as a person. The healthiest place you can get to is the place where you're willing to try anything. Healthy people will try virtually anything. And they're not afraid. They don't live by their customs. They don't live by their traditions and the rules and everybody else's dictates. No, not at all. Someone who isn't afraid to fail because they know something very important. When I walked in here today, my self-worth was intact. It comes from myself. That's why it's called self-worth. Now, if you like me, that's nice. And if you applaud, and if you laugh, and if you enjoy, that's terrific. That's better than if you don't. Yeah, I like it a lot better. I love approval. I think it's the most wonderful thing in the world. The difference is, I don't need it. If I need it, that means when I don't get it, I collapse. That's what a need is, isn't it? A need, I'll tell you what I need. You take the oxygen out of this room. You know, I'm in trouble. I need oxygen real bad, all right? And I don't mind admitting it, but approval, no problem there. It's like in the 1972 election, Nixon versus McGovern. Do you know it was the greatest political landslide in the history of American politics? 1972? And do you know that in 1972, 45% of all the people in this country voted for McGovern? 45%. I mean, when you get half plus 5% of the people on your side, we call it a landslide. And do you know how many are out there looking for 100% all the time? It just isn't there. And what do you do when it isn't there? Do you say, see? I told you I'm no good. I have no value. Or somebody else puts you down, or someone doesn't like what you say. And you make their opinion count more than your own self-worth. Self-worth comes from the self. And it comes from the belief about the self that I have integrity, that I am valuable, that I'm attractive, that I'm important. You don't have to go around saying it. You have a quiet kind of love affair with yourself. It's the only self you got.